Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Kukuletu Mfupi. We see your voice notes and I'm loving it. We'll play them in just a moment to get your thoughts and experiences on a company like MultiChoice, just the operations and, of course, how you experience the service, the product, the content, and maybe just some feedback you'd like to share on your experience. Something else we want you to get in touch on is a topic that has been hot on many of the minds of South Africans here too. It's also a follow-up to what much of the Kaya team has been talking about, and that's the fact that research from Drinks Federation of South Africa has released new data revealing a sharp increase in the illicit alcohol market. Now, this has grown by 55% in volume since 2017. Essentially, one in nearly five alcoholic drinks sold in South Africa is illegal. We're joined now by Dr. Shamal Ramesar, who joins us as the head of research at DFSA. That's the Drinks Federation of South Africa. Dr. Ramesar, thank you so much for your time and for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Gugulethu, and good evening to all the listeners on Kaya FM. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Excited to have you with us, but also so anxious to hear more about the harsh realities here. Maybe let's just talk about the study even further. It's a significant wake-up call, and add context. One in five alcoholic drinks sold in South Africa, illegal. Does this mean it's counterfeit? Does it mean it's fake? Does it mean that it shouldn't even be sold in the local market? Give us context.
Thanks, Gugulethu. So, basically, I think the best way to start is to put a definition to what we mean behind illicit alcohol. So broadly, we get four types of illicit alcohol. The first one is what we refer to as counterfeit or illicit brands. And this is where you get fraudulent imitations of known or legitimate branded products. Now, this could include refilling of old bottles of branded liquor. It could be falsification, so counterfeiting the bottles themselves. Or in some cases, tampering with these bottles. So opening them up, diluting them with other adulterants, diluting them with water in best case scenarios, but then in worst case scenarios, chemicals that are toxic for human consumption. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, we get the next type, which is smuggling. And smuggling is alcohol in its original branding that is brought illegally into the country or smuggled into a country, and it's not allowed to be sold in this manner purely because it evades all tariffs and customs duties. One such example is what we refer to as round tripping, where alcohol is taken across the border, so you don't pay any excise duties, similar to what you do at the airports, mm-hmm. and then you smuggle it back into the country and it escapes all of that tax implications. The third type is tax leakage, and this is now where legally produced products are misclassified. So, for example, you get an ale or you get a sugar or fruit fermented beverage, and they are classified in the wrong way. And because of their misclassification, then the wrong excise duties are paid on them. And the last one is something that we are all pretty familiar with, and this is what we call artisanal or home brews. Yes. And this is your traditional alcoholic beverages, such as your umkombotis and your pineapple beers and Mampur. So these are the four types of counterfeit alcohol that we, counterfeit illicit alcohol that we find in the country. And to your opening points, we are finding that they are on the rise, with counterfeit alcohol now taking over as the number one type of illicit alcohol in South Africa.
I see that. 31% counterfeit, 23% smuggling, and all of these cost into the billions and billions and billions of rands. And maybe let's contextualize that, because we might be sitting here thinking, well, no one's doing any harm, it's just a fake drink. But financially, as well as through health consequences, we should be concerned. Talk us through that dynamic.
Sure, absolutely. So I'll start off with the financial aspect. So if we look at the value of the illicit alcohol market in South Africa at the moment, our study shows that it's estimated to be around 25 billion rand. Now, if you are to compare this to just 3 to 4 years ago, where the previous report was done, it was 20 odd billion rand. And in 2017, You know, this value was only 13 billion rand. So you can see a massive growth. In fact, 96% growth in value of the size of the market. But most importantly to us as South Africans, it doesn't bode well in terms of what we call the fiscal loss. And this is money that's evaded because of improper taxation or escaping the tax system in its totality. And in the year 2024, according to the report, the South African revenue system lost 16.5 billion rand.
Sure.
Now, that's quite a huge chunk of change, if you can imagine. And this just goes to show, how viable the illicit market has become in South Africa. And, you know, we've seen in the report that it's largely a post-COVID thing. Because COVID has exposed the fact that illicit alcohol would be a viable market in South Africa.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because COVID was probably the lesson and the learnings that we should have taken there. But it almost seems as though there haven't been sufficient interventions to halt the activity of illicit alcohol in the market. What is driving the growth?
Sure. So if we look at what the main drivers behind, this huge increase that we're seeing both in volume and value, the first one from the research stands out from the research is the affordability. So our consumers have a strong demand for low cost alcohol. All right. So they still want to drink branded products, but because of the huge prices that they're paying for them, they are willing to purchase these brands illegally. In fact, in the consumer survey that was attached to the study, many of them, in fact, 67% of them know that they are buying alcohol from an illegal route. Many of them know that it could also even cause health concerns, but they will drink it anyway. And this is largely because of the affordability of this illicit alcohol itself.
Mm.
Then, of course, the second one is accessibility. And this is what's becoming, an area of concern, because illicit alcohol is available in many different communities. You know, we were previously conditioned to think that you only find it in the informal channels, so your rural areas and township economies. But unfortunately, these operations have become so sophisticated that we're now starting to see them even in the formal channels, your retail sectors and branded retail stores at that as well. And the third one is the scale of operation, because it's become such a viable market. And as you heard earlier, it's in the billions. The scale of operations have increased both locally, so within the South African area as well, there are massive operations producing counterfeit alcohol.
Yeah.
But then also on a global scale, there are huge operations that are manufacturing counterfeit alcohol and bringing them in through our unfortunately porous borders.
Mm.
And the last one, of course, that we all are aware of is, we are severely under-resourced when it comes to law enforcement. And because of the poor enforcement, it's definitely allowing the markets to grow.
100%. You've highlighted so many key areas here, Dr. Ramesh. And I think, as you've mentioned, it's a multi-pronged approach that's required. Law enforcement, health authorities, consumer awareness and education as well. And also the braveness to and structures to actually report illicit alcohol in trade. But as a key takeaway, we're talking to individuals who might consume alcohol, who might purchase this alcohol. What do we do as citizens, whether we consume it or not? How do we identify it? How do we report it? What measures can we put in place to actually halt this 25 billion rand market value of illicit alcohol?
Thanks, Google. And that's really the biggest concern for the DFSA and its members and industry stakeholders. For one, it's a huge public health risk and public health concern, because some of the stuff that's found in the counterfeit alcohol is really deleterious to human health. So much of our campaigns going forward is to drive huge public awareness over illicit alcohol. So a few quick tips that I could share with the listeners this evening, because I'm sure there's many listening wondering whether they are purchasing fake alcohol or not. There are a few telltale signs to identify them. So the number one sign, of course, is you look at the seal of the bottle. So if you look at the seal and it's already been tampered with, if it's already been cracked, or it doesn't make the cracking sound when you open it, you can almost always guarantee that that bottle has been tampered with. The second one that we often look at is what we call the fill line. So if you can imagine, when alcohol is manufactured in an industrial plant, it's machines that are dispensing this alcohol into bottles, and it's really uniform. So all of the bottles will have the equal fill line. But when alcohol is manufactured in some or other counterfeit or illegal manufacturing plant, they're usually filled in manually.
Yeah.
And so the levels in these bottles differ quite considerably. So when you compare them to the other bottles on the shelves, you would see different fill lines. And then you'd know, of course, there's something wrong with these bottles of alcohol.
Gotcha.
The third one that, you know, we can really obviously see is if you take the bottle and shake it and hold it up to some light, and if you notice that there are any particles in this alcohol,
mm-hmm.
then you could almost be, you know, certain that shouldn't be any impurities or anything floating about inside the bottles itself. Some other key things to look for is the labels on these bottles.
Yep.
So when you look at the labels, you know, take notice of the print, whether it's printed on proper labels. Look at the ABV. So South Africa, we have 43% ABV, which is alcohol by volume. So anything that differs from the 43%, right, is already a giveaway in terms of it being either smuggled in or brought in illegally. And the one thing that I'm going to say, which is really the most obvious, I think, if you look at excise duties, on your average excise duties, this is the tax that the that has to be paid on a bottle of spirits. The average excise duty is around 98 rand. So any alcohol that is sold below 98 rand or in the region of 100 rand, it doesn't make sense, right?
Mm.
Because 98 of rand of it has to go for excise tax. So pricing is a huge giveaway in terms of determining whether that alcohol is illicit or not.
100%. Dr. Remshaw, we can talk about this for hours on end because the consequences are far-reaching, can impact lives and the health of many South Africans, resulting in death even. And as you've said, you know, a significant cost to our fiscal. This is money that we need in our tax coffers that is just not making its way there due to the financial losses. 16.5 billion rand reported in 2024. Thank you so much for your time, and we certainly look forward to discussing this in a lot more detail and the various layers and aspects and interventions in the upcoming dates. Thanks again, Dr. Ramashar.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Shamal Ramashar is the head of research at DFSA. That's the Drinks Federation of South Africa. Share your thoughts.
063-688-0959. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.